when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world, dear Blood River Radio fans. That's right, dear Blood River Radio fans, and who you're listening to, you are listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, and it is, just in case you don't know the date, it is November the 12th, in the year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ Almighty, Jesus Christ, Son of God, God the triune, God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit. We believe that here with all of our heart, Blood River Radio, and that's just the name of the game here. And just before we go to our great guest who's going to say the prayer, I'd like to say it's good to be back. I was gone for a week to New York to run that New York Marathon. It is one tough mother, but I was really proud to survive it. I've had trouble. That was my fifth time to run New York. A lot of people have asked about that, and I've had a lot of trouble there before, but this time it was great. Didn't have any trouble at all. Got a little tired the last couple of miles, but it was just wonderful. I'm glad to be back. I'm not going to lie. It was really good to be away for a week and not to think about anything but just trying to survive that marathon. But I'm back now, and we're back to the war. And people, as you well know, I got to say one more thing. Tonight's show is donated to Frank Hawat and the Jersey Boys. Frank Hawat and the gang from Jersey and South Jersey, they took me and my daughter out to a really nice restaurant, a really nice German restaurant. And we were celebrating the 99th anniversary of the Beer Hall Putsch. And therefore, I'm dedicating this show, night show tonight, to Frank Hawat, the Jersey Boys, and Nancy. And listen, don't ever dare me to do anything because I'll do it. And Nancy hit Derby, she double dog Derby. We're also dedicating this show to our Fuhrer Adolf Hitler, who I consider the greatest white man who's lived in at least the past 100 years. The only person that comes close to Adolf Hitler would be Robert E. Lee, and probably Nathan Bedford Forrest, probably in that order. And so anyway, if people don't like it, just get off the line. That's the way it is. But anyway, folks. We always open this show with a prayer, and there's nobody on the face of the earth I know of that I have more respect for and who can say a sincere prayer. Nobody can beat our leader of the League of the South, the guy who commands us, Dr. Michael Hill, our leader, our general, our brother. How you doing tonight, Dr. Hill?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Glad you survived that marathon.
Yes, sir. It was kind of tough. I'll tell you, I was sweating it. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty anxious because I've had some trouble there in the past. And I felt so blessed, and I felt bad. I saw people falling out. They try to run those bridges too hard. I was telling Dr. Hill about the bridges during the break. And I saw a couple people fall, and one of them really, I'm afraid he hurt himself real bad. Just busted his head, bleeding like a stuck pig. I saw other people sitting on the side of the road with that glazed stare, like they don't know where they are. And yours truly has been there. I've been there and done that. If you run, if you do what they call endurance sports very long, Coach Kevin Leathers, the national coach of St. Jude Hero, said, if you do this crap long enough, sooner or later you'll be on the side of the road at least once or twice. And I've been on the side of the road, so I was really grateful to get through. I really was, but it's such a pleasure to have you on tonight, Dr. Hill. Well, I got home, and I just assumed everything's going to be business as usual, and two of my people are out tonight. They have wives, believe it or not. They had other commitments, and I kind of put off to getting the show together because I was still flying high In fact, I got my medal. You know, I've been wearing my medal all over creation. And, you know, people said, oh, thank you. When I was up there, you know, it's, oh, that's right, you're a veteran. And I said, yeah, just by the luck of the draft. I said, I'm infinitely more proud of getting that New York Marathon. I said, anybody can get drafted. You know, Charles Manson can get drafted, but not many people can run a marathon. They say that, and I'll shut the hell up about this marathon in just a second because I'm still tripping. But less than 1% of the people in the world have run a marathon. And probably at 75 years old, I'll brag a little bit, probably, you know, 1 out of 100 people in general, I'd say 1 out of 1,000, 75 years old. I don't know, maybe not that many. So, but it just takes an extreme amount of work and dedication because I have no talent whatsoever. But anyway, I got to shut the heck up about that marathon, Dr. Eli. We didn't have you on. We didn't drag you in here on a minute's notice to listen to you talk about that marathon.
Well, I admire you. I admire you for running it.
Thank you so much. Coming from you, Dr. Hill, it's an extreme compliment. It certainly is. I will have to say, and I raised $3,500 for St. Jude doing that. And I was just telling Cam during the break, I have to go cut a check for St. Jude for $600. I have a St. Jude charity account at Federal Express Credit Union. My daughter and one of the people at St. Jude set up for me, and that's just another thing I do, you know. One of the few things I've done for society, besides be, they tell me I'm a great father. My daughter took me up to New York on her dime, so she said I was a pretty good old dude when I was raising her and my other daughter. And but it was, I'm still really excited about it because I tell you, I'll say one more thing. When I ran my first marathon and survived it when I was 65 years old, I thought. After that, off the hell I've been through, my medical history would take me an hour to tell you about that. I feel like I can do anything. I don't think there's anything on this earth I can't do. And later on, we'll read a Bible scripture that Frank White, he's the head of the Jersey Gang Mafia up there, and who they were more Southern Confederate than 90% of the people are here in Shelby County, Tennessee. If we get time, I'll read his scripture. But anyway, Dr. Hill, I apologize to you and apologize to the audience for being so flappy-jawed and talking about that marathon. Most people probably think they don't give a damn about that marathon. But what they do give a damn about is Dr. Hill and his prayer. If you don't mind, Dr. Hill, if you bless us with take us to the Lord in prayer, if you don't mind, Dr. Hill.
I certainly will. Let's pray, everybody. Father in heaven, we thank you for yet another day. We thank you for the change of the season. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you've given us in this world. We also thank you for the ability and the opportunity to be your good and faithful servants and to fight the evil in this world. We pray that you will equip us and give us wisdom and courage and give us the tools that we need to win this victory for ourselves and for our people and for you. And we thank you for putting us underneath our great Lord and Savior and Commander, Christ Jesus. Now we ask that you give us wisdom and that all the words that we say during this show will be for your honor and glory and for the advancement of your kingdom on this earth. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dr. Hill. Amen, amen. And one more item of business before we go to what Dr. Hill wants to bring to the table tonight. We always have to go to the donors. And a couple of them have been extra active. First one is one of the guys with Frank Hawat and the Jersey Boys. I'll just say his name is Jim from Jersey. He's a well-known author, I've been told. In fact, I think I recognize him, Dr. Hill. I believe he'll be probably at Montgomery Bell this month. But he donated right there on the spot. We were in this great German restaurant. I won't say exactly where it is because our enemies might try to put them out of business. But we were there, great German restaurant, celebrating the 99th anniversary of the Beer Hall Putsch. And he gave me a donation right there to Blood River. And it was unexpected, but totally appreciated. And also, Jay-Z from AZ, the Combat Wounded Purple Heart. My brother, Vietnam vet, he donates every month like clockwork, and so does Ken Burroughs, Big Ben. He donates all the time. Without people like them, we couldn't keep going. And of course, what would donations be like without Biscuit in Florida? Thank you so much, Biscuit. and Big Ben and Jay-Z from AZ. Thank you so much because, hey, just because of people like you, we're getting ready to go 3 hours the first of the year. I've got to talk to Sam about that real quick since I just got back from the marathon. That kind of took up a lot of our time. But anyway, well, that all that looks like that's pretty much the business out of the way right now, Dr. Hill. What would you like to talk about tonight, Dr. Hill, that has effect on the League of the South, on global white genocide? There's a ton of stuff we could talk about, but I'm so glad you're here to help me out, Dr. Hill, because it's kind of tough to fly solo sometimes. So go ahead, Dr. Hill. Talk about
anything. Well, obviously the thing that is uppermost, I think, in a lot of people's minds right now, whether they're a Southern nationalist or an American nationalist or just a normal observer out there, is this, I say, ongoing election. You know, it used to be that we had an election and it was one day. You know, you voted on one day unless you were in the military or something, and you could do a mail-in ballot or, you know, something like that. But it was usually concluded after a day, and sometime the next day we usually knew about 99.9% of the winners, but for some reason we just don't do it like that anymore. And I'm being somewhat simplistic and facetious here. Everybody knows what's going on. Now look, let me explain something. Look, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter.
Oh, we gotta go to first break, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, let's just stop here and I'll pick up later.
I can't wait to get back to you, Dr. Hill. Everybody out there, Blood River Radio audience, hang on because you're in for a treat. One and only General Hill, Dr. Hill, our leader of League of the South, and your leader should be. We'll be right back to him. Hang on.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
There has been no evidence of widespread voter fraud.
The 2020 elections were one of the most corrupt in history. See the proof for yourself.
We tracked 2,000 mules making multiple ballot drops.
2,000 mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza.
One mule made 53 trips to 20 drop boxes.
2,000 mules. Join the special virtual premiere and Q&A on May 7th. Get your tickets now. Available only at 2000mules.com. 2000mules.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Yes, indeed, you well, dear Blood River Radio audience, once again, please excuse me for being gone. I was gone for a whole week, but we're back now. I tell you what, I'd like, before I go back to Dr. Hill, our crew, I've listened to the rest of the show they did last week, and I'm telling you flat out, I'm not blowing hot air or blowing smoke. I think they did a fabulous job. I really do. The content was wonderful. They're more professional than I am. That's the God's truth. Anyway, back to you, Dr. Hill. Continue on with this really fascinating rhetoric that you were talking about in the first segment.
All right. Whether you're a Southern nationalist, an American nationalist, or just a normal person out there, and whether you're a supporter of the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, Donald Trump or whomever, or whether you voted in this election or whether you just don't give a damn about the election, it's going to have an impact on you, because this is a general trend in American history, and this is also a dividing point, I think, in this country. Yeah, there's always been voter fraud in America. You know, all the way back as we were talking earlier about to Tammany Hall in the late 19th century, and you know, the JFK Nixon election was fixed, and Mayor Daley's machine in Chicago. So there's always been some of this. It's been fairly narrow in scope and simplistic in its operation. It was what we call voter fraud. What we're seeing now is very widespread, even global in its extent. And it's not voter fraud, it's election fraud. In other words, it's a very sophisticated means of stealing votes through electronic means, computers, and all that stuff that most people don't understand, including yours truly. I know it's happening. I don't understand all the ins and outs of how it's happening, but we know what it is. And we had a fraudulent election in 2020. And again, I'm not a Donald Trump supporter. I never have been. I don't place any faith in the American political system. I'm a secessionist, a Southern nationalist. But all this has an impact on all of us who live here in North America. And we damn well better be paying attention to it, because what you're seeing now is a communist regime that took over in 2020 through voter fraud. Excuse me, through election fraud. And there was some voter fraud involved in it too, like the stuffing of, you know, some of those drop boxes and stuff like that. That's what you might call election, voter fraud. But election fraud is the electronic element of this, and that's the serious one. And that's what's going on right now. That's why it takes a week or more to count votes in places like Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, you know, other places. Whereas, you know, it just, you know, 20 years ago, you could have an election in one day, and the next day you knew about 99.9% of the results. You don't today, and there's a reason for that. It's called cheating, and it's happening on a large scale, not just here, but in Brazil. The Bolsonaro Lula election down there was certainly fraudulent, and the one here is in the midst of being probably stolen to the point where it blunts the Republican Party's attempt to fight back against the Democrats. And as I said, I'm neither a Republican or Democrat, but I view this as an important event because it affects so many people in this country. And, you know, I think the fact that the 2022 election, which may give the Republicans control of both houses of Congress, is going to be so important because people are going to realize if you don't put a stop to election fraud in America and elsewhere right now, you are never going to have another fair election. And the communists are going to keep themselves in power through election fraud, period. And that's a serious matter. That's the kind of thing that leads to civil war in countries. And I would not be surprised to see one in Brazil, because that was just obvious voter fraud, like 2020 here. And here, combine 2020 with what we are seeing right now happen in places like Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania, God knows where else, Georgia. We'll probably see the election fraud resurface in Georgia on December the 6th with that runoff, senatorial runoff. But this is serious stuff. I know I've got a lot of friends who say, I don't pay any attention to the empire's elections. Well, in a sense, I don't either. But in another sense, I do, because it has an impact on us whether we like it or not, whether we want to admit it or not. And it prepares the ground for secession, or it hinders the ground for secession and independence. And we're going to have to navigate across that ground, some ground not of our own making. And that's why we need to pay attention to what's going on here, because I really think that this kind of stuff has the potential for blowing up into a civil war because of the frustration involved, particularly on the side that feels like it's been cheated. Now, not once, but twice in a presidential election and in a midterm off year election. So, I'd like to add, there are a lot of things going on behind the scenes, that most people are not seeing. I've cultivated over the years a pretty good intelligence network, people I can call to find out what's going on really behind the scenes in a lot of different areas. And they say that a lot of what you're seeing on the surface right now is just for show. For example, the Trump DeSantis bite, things like that. That's just for show, I've been told. Now, I don't know that for sure, but it certainly bears watching. But we are in a very, very fragile situation in America right now. And we are just about to hit the slippery slope into banana republic territory. And I think a lot of Americans out there, what we would call normies, are beginning to wake up to the fact that, you know, this is not the country that their fathers grew up and mothers grew up in, or the grandparents, and probably not them, you know, if they've been around a little while. Certainly not the country that we saw at the turn of this millennium, about, you know, 20 or so years ago. So we've really got some major things going on. But where you have all these, you know, dangerous things going on like this, there's a great opportunity. And I think if we nationalists play our cards right, we can really, really benefit from this. For example, in the league office here, there's, you know, ever since all this stuff started back in 2020, we've had a huge number of people call us and are interested in what we're doing. They want information. You know, they want to talk about things, and some of them have obviously been league material and have joined us. But there is a lot of concern out there that things are just running off the rails here. And we're headed for a big crash in North America. And that's what we as Southern nationalists have been kind of wanting to see now. Well, in the league here going on 30 years, we've been kind of waiting for an opportunity. And I'm thinking that we might be seeing a good opportunity coming down the road here with all this stuff going on with elections, because I really don't think there's any way to solve it except to hold those people who were guilty of it in 2020 and now again in 2022 responsible, and put them on trial, convict them of treason, and hang them publicly, yes. I would hope, because that's the only solution to this. Is to get rid of the people who have undermined the country's political system. And that's normally called treason. And I think if we could do that, maybe we could get around to having a nice national divorce here, where we could split the country up into manageable parts, the South, the Mountain West, the West Coast, the Northeast, et cetera, and where we could get a hold not only of our political system, our social system, our economic system, and get rid of the damn globalist influence, but we could also have fair elections again. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking at right now and paying attention to. And I think it's extremely important that everybody out there watch this closely, because not only is it going to be interesting, it's going to have an impact on your future, your immediate future and your long-term future, because I foresee some very turbulent times springing out of this political controversy, and we need to be ready for those. We've talked in the past many times about being ready when a crisis comes, you know, and when you can't go and do the things you normally do and get the things you normally get at the grocery store or the service station, meaning food and gas, and when, you know, things kind of fall apart, you better be ready. Well, we're in a situation right now, politically, where things very well could fall apart.
Dr. Hill, I guess you hear the music. Man, I tell you what, you painted a verbal painting like Michelangelo. We'll be right back, folks, and hang on to your seats. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lizzie, right? I'll play.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan this past week dealt a blow when a federal judge in Texas struck it down. But some legal experts say that ruling is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court. Abby Shafroth is the director of the Student Loan and Borrower Assistance Project at the National Consumer Law Center.
The president has ample authority under the settlement and compromise provisions of the Higher Education Act to administer the student loan program, to make loans, and also to cancel and forgive those loans when he so chooses.
Iran talks of death penalties for protesters.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona has won his race against Republican challenger Blake Masters, who had been backed by former President Trump. The win marks Kelly's first full term. The former astronaut had been elected in 2020 to finish out the term of the late Senator John McCain. Saturday, he held a news conference to react to the news that he had won the race, and he thanked Arizona's election officials.
Honorable Republicans and Democrats who are doing the important work of making sure that Arizonans' votes and voices are heard, their votes are counted as quickly and as transparently as possible.
Kelly's win moves the Democrats closer to control of the Senate. Senate races in Nevada and Georgia still have not been called. Nevada is still being counted, and Georgia has gone to a runoff. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we have a new person tonight, Miss Lizzie's training. She's under the able tutelage of Cameron. They're getting her ready, I guess, is this case we Cam can't do it sometime, but welcoming Lizzie on tonight. But anyway, we're going right back to Dr. Michael Hill, and I would like to ask Dr. Michael Hill a question we were talking about during the breaks. But let's just say, even if the election here in the United States was like it was run by angels in heaven, and it was just, there was not one voter fraud, there was not 1% of election fraud, I was going to ask Dr. Hill, what chance do white people have anyway? Because you know what, we are so outnumbered here, in my opinion. I think the census we get is probably just bogus, but if you just look around you, without even paying attention to so-called bogus census numbers. In my situation here in Memphis, Tennessee, Dr. Hill, I mean, there's got to be, I mean, the Hispanics, for instance, I'll make this quick. If you come out of my house, when we first moved here back in 1980, this was a lily white neighborhood. All of Bartlett, everywhere was a lily. There wasn't one colored person here of any type. If you look to the left of my house, we have Hondurans next door, and they can't speak a lick of English. And there's, I don't know how many of them are living in that house, but a bunch, and they come and go. They might be gone for a week, God knows where, they come back, 50 kids. If you look to the right, we have a woman from Colombia living with a man from Mexico, and they have a bunch, and they run a business out of their house. It's like that everywhere. Everywhere you go in Memphis, Dr. Hill, there's just you get inundated with Hispanics, and now we're getting flooded with people from India. You know, they got their burgers and all that crap. So, Dr. Hill, I guess the roundabout way of my asking, do we have a chance, even if the elections were fair?
Well, no, I don't think so, projecting this into the future, and the not-too-distant future, by the way. Right now, America's, you know, if you believe the census, roughly 60% white. That total, that percentage is going to do nothing but decline. And when you take out the number of self-hating, brainwashed leftist whites, which unfortunately is a pretty good percentage of the white population, you're not going to have enough whites here, even if there were no election or voter fraud, to protect the interest of the founding stock of this country. In other words, democracy has the white man has no future under democracy. Democracy is a Jewish political system. A lot of people say, well, no, it came from the ancient Greeks. The ancient Greeks did have a democratic system, but it was a democratic system within a homogenous society. And a democratic system in a homogenous society, of course, can work. But we don't have a homogenous society. Back in the 1960s, when I was coming of age, America was still about a 90% white nation. Pre-1965. Of course, that's a long gone situation right there. We'll never see that again, unless the good Lord himself intervenes. But here's the point. This whole idea about replacing white people, which, you know, we call in general white genocide, which is correct, stems from the Jew. I mean, there's no doubt about that. This is a Jewish thing. And I know a lot of people lately, and until all this mess started, I couldn't have told you who Kanye West was. I mean, I heard the name, but I wouldn't know him from Adam's house cat, as I say. But I do know who he is now, and I know he's pissed a bunch of Jews off, and so is a basketball player named Kyrie Irving. And what a lot of black folks out there are beginning to realize is you can criticize your own people and you can criticize white people all day long and get away with it, but you cannot criticize Jews. And I think the black community out there, as it were, is beginning to learn that, you know, maybe it's not white people who have persecuted us through all these years. Maybe we've been blaming the wrong bunch. And, you know, I think this has a possibility of waking up a lot of folks out there, a lot of white folks, and particularly young white folks, who might say, what's all this stuff about Kanye and the Jews? Well, I don't think I need to look into this. And let me tell you, the ADL and SPLC and some of these other shyster organizations, criminal organizations, are sweating over this right now. And they very well should be, because the Jew question, what we call the JQ, is becoming mainstreamed. And a lot of people are beginning to ask questions, well, what's this? Why are they all over the Jews? Well, hey, you wait until it becomes common knowledge that the Jews control very much of the North Atlantic slave trade in the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries, and that it wasn't white people who should be paying reparations. You know, I don't believe in reparations, but let's just say I did. It was not white people who owe them, but perhaps Jews. Who owe the reparations to Negroes. So, you know, this has some possibilities of getting very interesting down the line. And the ADL, as I said, is already almost in panic mode. Jonathan Greenblatt, the head of this thing, who looks like Max Schreck. If you don't know who that is, go look at Nosferatu, the old Dracula movie, and you'll swear that this guy's come back to life in the form of Jonathan Greenblatt. But, the Jews out there, they always overplay their hand. And anybody who looks at the situation will realize not only are they the driving force behind white genocide, white replacement, the immigration of non-whites into white countries, But they're behind pornography. They're behind this transgender lunacy. They're behind feminism. They're behind pornography. They're behind the drug industry. They're behind all of these things that are being used to destroy our society and our people. And once everybody realizes that, then we're going to have see some changes made, I do believe. And Jews are, you know, as I said, getting very, very nervous about this. In fact, I saw where Greenblatt again called on Jewish money power to exercise its muscle here on places like Twitter and other social media places. They are very nervous that they're not going to be able to control the narrative anymore, and that it's going to get out that, hey, these Jews, you know, they're not really nice people, and they've done a bunch of really bad things. And once that happens, then we may be able to clean this place up.
You know, Dr. Hill, I'll tell you what. I was looking at this article I got from Chuck Baldwin. Just if our audience would like to know, we'll be having him on probably. He may be coming on next week because we're supposed to record him, Dr. Hill, like we said during the break, this Wednesday. But, you know, he had this article right here, and y'all are both on the exact same page. He's talking about Kanye West, and he goes on to talk about how the Anti-Defamation League fighting tooth and nail with Elon Musk because they're accusing Elon Musk, who just evidently he just bought out Twitter that you mentioned. He's a multi-billionaire. And they're accusing Elon Musk of anti-Semitism and hate amidst a surge in free speech. Get this. I mean, only a Jew, so Talmudic, to say, but, you know, Elon Musk, you're letting free speech just go rampant. And that's anti-Semitic to have free speech. So, you know, Dr. Hill, it looks to me like, maybe I'm thinking backwards, it looks like these Jews, to me it seems like if they're trying to stamp out free speech because of...
Of course they are.
You know, it looks like that would wake the people up more, you know, if they're trying to shut...
Well, look, here's the problem. You've got so many evangelicals out there who believe that the Jews are the chosen people of God. Let me tell you, they are not. They killed our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and have been trying to destroy his church for the last 2,000 years. So
yes,
you think these are God's people? Wow, you have let yourself be fooled. God's people are the ones who are descended from Adam. And if you want to go back and look at the descendants of Adam and what they look like, and there are many, many descriptions over the past really more than 2,000 years, but it's not hard if you understand your Bible and you understand archaeology and you understand some history of who God's people are, and it ain't the Jews, what we call the Jews today. But they have they've made a fortune and really increased their power over the last 100 years by masquerading as God's chosen people, and you've got all these very gullible Christians, evangelical Christians in particular, who have bought into this lock, stock, and barrel. And it's going to destroy Christendom if it's not remedied. And the first step in that remedy is learning the truth. And this is why the Jews don't like free speech. Free speech reveals them to be who they are, and they will not permit that.
Dr. Hill, we got to go to our last break. Man, you were on fire, brother. So thank God you're on tonight. I've got to read a Bible scripture to go along with just what you said. As soon as we come back after the next this last break. Hang on, people. We got to go to our last break. Be right back.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I'm Michael Hill, President of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C., and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
Being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
God bless you, dear Blood River Radio people. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Our favorite guest, Dr. Hill. No one can fill an hour like Dr. Hill. He fills it from wall to wall. If it was a gallon milk jug, it would be overflowing. But you know, I'm going to send a really quick scripture, and then I'm going to let you people know what me and Dr. Hill were talking about during the break before we go back to the one and only Dr. Hill. We were talking about, I'll preface this scripture I'm getting ready to read with my tenure when I was in the Baptist church about 2 years. And there's scripture after scripture after scripture talking about the Jews. They're literally the sons of their father, the devil. And that's the John 8:44, if you want to go back to that. We've read that scripture here many a day. But I just turned over to, it looks like, what is this, 2 John. And this right here says this. The name is 2 John. Let's see, which scripture is this? There's only one chapter. Yeah, one chapter. If you go over to 2 John, and it's down to the verse 7, it says, "Warning against deceivers." This is the King James Bible, folks. It says, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist." So people, anybody that says that Jesus Christ was not God in the flesh, that's the antichrist. It's the antichrist isn't just one dude. It's the antichrist spirit. It goes on to say, "Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son." Get this, people. This is the kicker. This is the big point. "If there come any," I'll repeat that, "any" is a universal term. That means Jew, Greek, freedman, bondman, male, female. "If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." I hope you Southern Baptist Jew lovers are listening to that. Hope they're listening to it, Dr. Hill.
Well, I hope they are too. They've, as we were talking, they've become ensnared in this cognitive dissonance about, you know, viewing something with their eyes, but believing something else in their heart. And that it's very confusing for them, because I know a lot of them understand what I was talking about earlier, about the Jews being behind a lot of these enormities that are destroying our society and country. But they can't get over this thing that they've been taught all their lives, that they were the chosen people of God. Well, this is why, as I was saying, the Jews can't abide free speech, is because once the truth gets out about them, which they do everything they can to suppress, then it's over. You know, they no longer have their special status. They no longer can run this Holocaust hoax, which I call the Hola hoax, and it'll all be revealed that they are indeed, as John 8:44 says, children of the devil. And that's a hard thing for a lot of people to swallow, but it's just as plain as a nose on your face if you read the scripture. And it's not just, you know, John 8:44, the passages you wrote. It's all through the New Testament in particular, but it's even in the Old Testament. But we know who's who. Until Christians are willing to defend Christ from the Antichrists, and you are absolutely right, there's not one Antichrist. Antichrist is a spirit, and Jews are Antichrist. I mean, by their very nature, they're Antichrist. Anyone who doesn't believe on Christ is an Antichrist by elimination. You either believe on the Lord Jesus Christ or you're an Antichrist. It's just a very simple thing as far as I'm concerned, but it's just a hard thing for people who have been taught this all their lives to finally swallow, because they have to get rid of all their beliefs and have to replace them with something else. Well, the truth is hard sometimes, but the truth is a solid foundation, a firm foundation that you can stand on. That's what we have to have. We can't have a foundation built of sand. And one of the elements of that foundation built on sand is believing that the modern day Jews are the chosen people of God. You simply can't square that with history, with archaeology, or with the Bible itself.
This is one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, and I think you said, Dr. Hill, on the air, that it's cognitive dissonance. It's mental illness. I've never seen a case of mental illness, and I've worked in mental hospitals in my rotations as an RN. And when I was in a lab tech, I had to go up to the psych floors at St. Francis Hospital in Memphis. But I've never seen anybody, these educated people, you see doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs, so to speak, and they claim to be Christian, but yet you can show them scripture after scripture, and they just can't get it. I don't know if it's fear. I don't know if the devil has got scales in their eyes. But I've gone so far, and I know we won't be shocked. I think I lost my last Baptist friend the last month or so, but I've told them flat out. I said, I love you people, and I'm telling you flat out that if you do not get away from this Judeo-Christian philosophy you're preaching, you're going to bust hell wide open. You are going straight to hell because you are worshiping an idol. You are worshiping the people, the progeny of the people who said, give us Barabbas. Instead, when Pontius Pilate says, hey, this man has done nothing. I find nothing that this Jesus has done wrong. Why don't we just release Jesus? Because we have a customary once a year, the Romans military would release one criminal from prison. They said, no, give us Barabbas. And then he said, and I'll wrap this up, and he said, well, I wash, let his blood be on your head. He said, I wash my hands of the matter. And the Jews, you know what the Jews said? They said, let his blood be on us. And our children.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly right. And yet we got these people.
It is.
Yes, it is. And because of that, we got these evangelical fools that are just worshiping the Jews. And Dr. Phil, I think they're a greater enemy than the Jews. I really do, because there's a lot more of them. And, I'm rambling now, Dr. Hill. I'm getting too fired up. But that's right, Dr. Hill. I believe, in my opinion, that these evangelicals that call themselves Christians, I think they're in nothing but a whorehouse. They're nothing but whores in some of the largest whorehouses in the world. And, that's just that, and they're going to bust hell wide open. That's my opinion, Dr. Hill. And I think
God will not be mocked. And they have mocked him for 2,000 years. They killed his son, and they've mocked him for 2,000 years by trying to take over the mantle of his chosen people. And his wrath may be slow in coming, but it is thorough. It is thorough, and it is sure. So don't worry. It won't be in the afterlife only that these people get their comeuppance, as they say. I think it's going to be witnessed here, and it may be witnessed within our lifetime when these people are going to be revealed for who they are. And we may be in the very beginning stages of that revelation right now. They've had their run, particularly since the end of World War II. The Jew-dominated neoliberal order that came out of World War II is on the verge of crumbling and falling completely apart. And they are desperate because this has been the Jew world order, truly,
yes,
for the last 80 or 100 years. And it is in its death throes right now, and they are panicking. And I say, God bless what's happening right now with these,
amen,
with these people, because they deserve it.
Dr. Hill, we have a caller that probably has some questions for you. Cam, go ahead and bring our caller. Dr. Hill, we have a caller. His name is Chris in Utah. Chris in Utah, come on, fella. What's on your mind?
Eddie the Bombardier Miller. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
My name is Chris Carlson. I am Sam Bushman's sidekick every Saturday mornings. I don't know if you listen to his show on Saturday mornings. I'm out here in Utah. Sam and I are good friends. And we think a lot alike. And I asked James a couple of weeks ago if he would make me an honorary Southerner so that I could fight on the right side of the Civil War the next time we have one.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Go ahead.
Oh, we have just the man here. We'll go to our general. He's the general of the Southern Army right now. His name is Dr. Hill. He's our general. John, what do you say about that, Dr. Hill?
Sir, I dub you an honorary Southerner from this day forward.
You got it. Yeah! You got it, Chris.
very appropriate.
You tell very Sam if job. He plays his cards. Hey, tell Sam if he plays his cards right, we'll get Dr. Hill. Dr. Hill might make him an honorary Southerner.
Hey, Sam was actually born in the South. Sam
well,
was
Alabama.
A Southerner.
He sure was born in Alabama.
How about that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So
welcome aboard, young man.
Well, thank you. It feels good to be aboard. What I want to talk to you fine gentlemen about tonight is I wrote a 13-page research paper based primarily upon biblical scriptures that proves that guess who is the real modern-day Israel? You're talking to him, and I'm talking to you too. You are
absolutely
literally
right.
not by baptism, not only by baptism, but by genetic heritage. I can all but prove
that's right.
That Northern Europeans are literal descendants of ancient Israelites. And I've
absolutely
written a 12-page paper. James and I have been talking about it. I'm probably going to end up being on his show to talk about this. But I use proof from the Bible. Well, let me give you an example. Jews are of the tribe of Judah. That's only one of 12 tribes. Where are the other 11 tribes? We never talk about them. Did they get abducted by aliens? They're still on this earth. Why does
yeah,
nobody
those are
ever
lost,
talk about
lost tribes?
Well, they're not lost to me. I know exactly where they are. They're on
no,
the other
absolutely
side of the telephone line.
That's exactly right. They're not lost anymore. Yeah,
no,
you know,
no,
Christ said that he came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's it. Only
exactly
for the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
And if the fact that 11 of the 12 are still here on earth, proportionally, we are 10 times, 11 times larger in population than they are.
Yeah,
why does nobody ever talk about that?
Well,
Chris,
we know why.
We have run completely out of time. Before we go out of time, my co-host, Rand Owens, says that man knows what he is talking about from Utah. But thank you so much, Chris. Call in next time. Call in a little bit earlier, because we've run completely out of time. You just talked to our favorite guest. Well, he's our general, League of the South. I'm in the League of the South. Half of our people on the show, League of the South. But, hey, join the League of the South, Chris, and you'll be a 100% trooper. Well, people, that's it for the first hour tonight, if you will. Hang on. We're getting ready to transition to the second hour. We're going to bring on Miss Nancy Hitt. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, Dr. Hill. God bless you.
Always my pleasure. Always my pleasure, Ed.
Can't wait to get you on as soon as we can. And by the way, you mentioned getting ready for the coming meltdown. We're going to continue our series probably next week with the Michael Tubbs. Hang on, people. We're going to the second hour.